From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Anglican Communion has managed to avert a schism, at least for now. Today, the international leaders meeting in London said the unity of the worldwide denomination will be threatened if Gene Robinson of New Hampshire is consecrated as the first openly gay bishop. But the group took no immediate action except to announce a commission to study the issue of homosexuality in the church. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It was, as one American church official put it, a very Anglican solution. Polite, unanimous, splitting the difference, and above all, taking no precipitous action. After 2 days of intense meetings in which archbishops from the Southern Hemisphere expressed their dismay at the actions of the American Episcopal Church, the leaders averted an outright split. Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, said the debate is far from over, and in fact, the issues will continue to cause pain, anger, and resentment all round.
But I must make it clear that the primate's meeting has no legal jurisdiction. It's not a Supreme Court of the Communion. And it would have been rather surprising had we been able at this gathering to make all the problems go away at once. We haven't.
There was strong language that pleased conservatives. The leaders affirmed that the denomination adheres to the traditional, that is, conservative view of homosexual behavior. They said that the confirmation of Gene Robinson threatens the unity of the communion. And they said, if the consecration of Robinson proceeds, quote, the future of the communion itself will be put in jeopardy. But the statement also contained something for the American Episcopal Church. It said the leaders respected the autonomy of each province or church to run its affairs as it sees fit, including doing things like electing bishops. Frank Griswold, the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the United States, says that's how it should be.
I stand fully behind the careful process used by the Diocese of New Hampshire to discern who it wished to have as its next bishop. And I also fully respect the decision of the General Convention in the House of Bishops of the Episcopal Church.
Griswold says he expects to be in New Hampshire to observe Robinson's consecration on November 2nd, God willing. If he is made Bishop of New Hampshire, Gene Robinson will not be recognized by churches in most Anglican provinces around the world, including Britain. But for now, the international leaders have deferred a wider split while a commission spends a year studying the issue. Drexel Gomez, the Archbishop of the West Indies, predicted that his fellow conservatives will take no precipitous action until the commission has finished its work.
In the spirit of our deliberations, especially today, I expect that my colleagues will hold the line because we are trying to approach it on a communion basis.
Conservatives seemed happy with the strong language, especially the reaffirmation of traditional teaching about homosexuality. David Roseberry, the pastor of a 4,000-member church in Plano, Texas, is in London. He says the statement is a rebuke to the Episcopal Church.
It's a firm statement against the election of Gene Robinson as Bishop of the Church, and it puts the onus for the Church's union back on Gene Robinson. He should not go forward.
He says if Robinson does go forward, there will be a schism, if not now, then later. But supporters of Robinson say the chances of him pulling out are zero. Jim Naughton, spokesman for the Diocese of Washington, D.C., says the Episcopal Church is not going to, quote, run away just because we're getting flack for it. Naughton says in the end, the international leaders did what they've done with controversies before, including the ordination of women. They put off decisions until the fires cooled.
There are various nuggets of sort of constituency-pleasing language in there meant to appeal both, you know, some paragraphs to left and some paragraphs to right. But in the end, when you think of the various gloomy scenarios that were being predicted for the Episcopal Church when this meeting began, none of them came to pass, so we're glad.
He and others say both sides will be teasing apart the statement for weeks or months, but for now, both sides are declaring victory. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.